You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is, well, actually, what is the date today?
The 11th.
It is April the 11th. Gigantic Pop here with a special quick hit edition. Sorry. There you go. special quick hit edition. Obviously, a big news week coming off of WrestleMania. And with WrestleMania last weekend, it was revealed that the Young Bucks would be revealing footage from All In, backstage at All In, the altercation between CM Punk and Jack Perry. Apparently, he was very upset. Tony Khan was very upset that CM Punk was on Ariel Helwani's show doing an interview. Kind of gave his side of what happened with Perry. So Tony Khan got upset, decided to release the footage. So they did it in this angle with the Young Bucks on Dynamite. The footage mostly showed what Punk said during Helwani's interview. There wasn't much that different. So I know, Matt, you've got a ton to say about this, so I'm going to let you just go uninterrupted, and then we got the super chats. We'll get to those after, and then talk a little bit about the passing of Aqua Bono. So, Matt, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Do I have to make the screen bigger, or no? We good here. We good?
You're good. You're good.
Okay. So, I actually had a day to, like, let this settle in, because I was going to do this last night until I ate a bad roast beef sandwich that I probably should not have eaten. It's not even on my diet. I really shouldn't have eaten it. But I would have covered this last night, and I would have echoed what millions of other wrestling fans are all thinking, if not saying out loud on social media. So much so that if you try to find what AEW shared on their TV show, is as scarce as possible to find right now. The only place I could find it is on the AEW Twitter page at this point in time. The Bucks had shared it on their Twitter. That's the only way I'm now today able to see that video, because of what a F up they realized this was. Everybody warned them. Everybody and their mother and grandmother warned them. What are you going to get out of this? How is this going to help your product, your talent, AKA Jungle Jerkoff Perry? How is this going to help him in his re-debut or re-entry to AEW? They didn't care. They didn't think about it, because they are the ultimate prisoners of the internet moment and being complete marks. I hate saying it this way, because we all should want AEW to succeed. I watch other channels say that, and I don't really believe them. I really mean it when I say the wrestling business needs AEW to succeed. If my S's suck, I have an Invisalign in here, so my apologies. I apologize right now because my S's are terrible right now. I sound like Cindy Brady, for those that are old enough to understand that joke. But for real, I wanted to just hammer this last night, but unfortunately, I wasn't feeling good. So I'm going to do it now. I watched everything, and I'm sitting there going, well, okay, this is literally what Punk said happened. Woo, man. Punk said, Jungle Jerkoff Perry bumped him in the chest first. That's true. Jack Perry didn't look like he initiated the contact. But as a former wrestler, folks, there's different rules for us. I'm sorry. The rest of you may not want to hear this. I've never been in the business before. Okay? But this is how it works. When another wrestler is in your space, and Chris Benoit might not be the best example to use here, but he's the one who taught me this early in my career. In the wrestling ring, in real life, if somebody's within a 1 foot radius of you, face to face with you, and says, what are you going to do about it? Or initiates verbally that they want to take part in something physical with you. If you don't do anything, you are the world's biggest fill in the blank. And as a top flight star and main event attraction like CM Punk, when you have a rookie nobody that's done absolutely nothing that hasn't drawn flies if you dipped him in shit, okay, calling you out and saying, quote unquote, what are you going to do about it? If you don't act, and I'm not saying it's the best method to be physical in that moment, I'm not saying that's a smart move, but I'm saying that is the move that is done in the wrestling business. Yes, still in the year 2024, that is exactly what is done. And had Punk not done anything while everybody, as you all saw, everybody in that room listening and watching, your top main event star doesn't do anything when some rookie nobody, again, hasn't done anything in this business at all. Zero, nothing, nuka, nada in this business. Calling him out and saying, what are you going to do about it? And you're mad because Punk lunged at him and went to go push him twice before snatching him in a front face lock, just like he said he would, just like he said he did, rather, the Errol Hawani interview. And I'm watching people, like a very minute amount of people, but I wanted to get everybody's opinions on this. And I saw like maybe 0.05% people, Raj, defend this and be like, ooh, Punk was a bully and he did this and he did that. He threw a punch at him. No, he did not. Go back and watch it. He did not throw a punch. This is an MMA-trained fighter. That was not a punch. It was a push. Two times he tried it. Okay? And dumb Jack Perry, or maybe, hey, to his credit, Jack Perry, tried to go in and double leg him and got cinched front face lock style for his trouble. I'll give Jack Perry more props for going in on Punk, to be honest with you. But because AEW are idiots as a whole and don't know how to show their talent in the best light possible, they already know this has been a fart in church because they pulled it. Anybody that shares this video, don't do it. Because good old Tony is going to have his lawyer team pull a copyright infringement and make you take it down from Twitter. So, Tony, here's my question, brother. It always keeps coming back to you, and I hate this. I do, because if I was still in the business today, I would have killed to have your money in this business and another place to, on a major network. Are you kidding me? TNT and TBS? Are you ribbing me? I would have killed for that, right? Granted, you ain't doing the ratings that we did on Spike with TNA, and you keep making fun of us. I don't know why we did better ratings than you, but I'll digress. I would have killed for that, though, sincerely, especially the money component of it, to feed my family for generations, potentially, right? And so I don't like this. I don't like bagging on you, but it keeps coming and rewinding back to the same damn thing, Tony. You have no control over your company. You were told, I don't think you were pissy about Punk's interview, and maybe you were. I think you got informed by others in your company to air this footage, and it was going to be a great idea. This is where your leadership is putrid at best. And this is why you need somebody who has wrestling flipping experience as a booker to be in this position for you, to help prevent you from yourself, because you're a great guy from all accounts. Everybody in the world loves you that I know that works there. But by the same token, Tony, there's a difference between people loving you versus respecting you. And I'm not going to call anybody out because those guys are like my family. I'm never going to crap on them. Okay. That work there to this day and depend on that paycheck. Okay. Very big paycheck. Thanks to you. But again, whatever idiot told you this would be a great idea to air, come on. You already see what a fart in church this was because you pulled it. You pulled it from anybody that wants to share it. If you were so confident And so cock strong in your convictions and beliefs that Punk is this evil, terrible human being, and you were, oh my God, I was scared for my life. You would have let it air. You wouldn't have pulled it from anybody's Twitter, YouTube channels, Facebook, or Instagram. You wouldn't have done that. You would let it play. But you're not, because you see what an idiot you look like in all this. I hate to call you that, and I hate to say it in that language. How else am I supposed to say it? Because you're never going to get the message because you're listening to the wrong people. Next up, Raj, tell everybody really quick about what the promo was that was cut that was supposed to hurt Triple H on that same Dynamite, Aaron, please.
Yeah, so Triple H, he when we was talking to Pat McAfee last weekend, he did mention, you know, some talents not being signed. And he said, if you're not in it for the grind, if you're not here to come and bust your ass, but you'd rather work somewhere else and have an easier schedule, then we don't want you here. Mm-hmm. It was the gist of it.
Okay.
And a lot of people took that as a shot at Will Ospreay.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So Will Ospreay came on the air. And I just want to point this out because nobody's talking about it, Tony, because of your buffoonery of letting that footage air of Punk, who everybody makes fun of for being 0-2 in the UFC, by the way, Mr. Not Tough Guy, Mr. Get His Ass Kicked by Everybody in UFC. Well, he's 1-0 against one of your guys. And we just saw it on tape, you idiot. But nonetheless, let me reverse it back out of that. So on Dynamite, we had our guy, Will Ospreay. Huge mark for Will Ospreay. I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't. He's athletically superior. Promo-wise, he's superior. Physical looks, he's superior. He's screen superstar in every avenue, even when he comes out there in friggin' gray sweatpants. I know others don't like to see him come out that way. I don't give an ish. He still looks like a star. With that said, Will, I get you don't have any care in the world about ever working for WWE. That's evident because you just kissed your future goodbye. You just didn't, because by bringing up an argument and a rank out that I would say was when I was there, circa 2003, 2004, 2005-ish, when Hunter was on top and Triple H was heavyweight champion, and everybody talked about Hunter's magical golden shovel, which I did think was a real thing at the time, if I'm being honest. Okay, because of how he got his position. Okay, fair game. In the year 2024, you thought this was a good time to shit on him being married to Stephanie McMahon, you idiot? Are you ribbing me? So, P.S., the worst name to be married to or have any association with in the year 2024 concerning WWE, Mr. Will, is a McMahon. This guy has built this company up from the very bottom and has put major superstars into position where we've never seen the likes of, as far as multitudes, not just one, two, three, multitudes of main event attractions, all on their Hunter's watch, whether you like it or not, brother. Way more important, I should have started this argument with it. How the hell do you know he was talking about you? How arrogant. Yes, you're the real deal. You are the real deal of Evander Holyfield and then some, in my opinion. Am I saying the kiss ass thing, Raj? Because he is the real deal. He's mm-hmm. very impressive. I love watching him. I love listening to him. He's a great promo. And he's managed to get the word bravo over, which I clown him for all the time. So, what is that? So, yeah, I know. But most importantly, Raj, he attacked and went to the low, I can't call it low-hanging fruit, because in the year 2024, it's not low-hanging fruit. It was a low-hanging fruit back in 2004, 2005, 2006, when Hunter had these like rampant like runs at the top as world champion, right? With mm-hmm. with Evolution, et cetera, et cetera. And it seemed like he would never lose his title, and it was annoying. I remember it as a fan, right? Yep. And I was in the business at the time, but I was still a fan watching it. With that said, Will, how the hell do you know he's talking about you? Let me ask you another question, Will. How do you know he was talking about Mercedes Moné? Can I defend that? I assure you he was not talking about Mercedes Moné, because he's like this with Mercedes Moné and loves her to death like one of his own kids, and is doing this, checking his watch, because of how quickly she's going to be coming her way back. I'll bet my house on it. And the rest of you fans should too. All right. And Tony Khan, you need to too, because she's going to see what a joke it is there and how you treat this business. Because you don't treat it like a business at all. You don't. You treat it as all friends wrestling. Oh, man, you're just quoting Jim Cornette. Good. Tough shit. He's right. It is all friends wrestling. Because if it wasn't, you'd be worried about being in the black and not being in the red on the profit you're making on your business. But you're not. You don't care in the world about any of that. You just want to make everybody happy that's back in the locker room. That is not a way to run a business. You make fun of Eric all the time, Tony. I'm sorry. Eric has ran backwards, laps around you, backwards with what you try to compare yourself to with the old Monday Nitro War, Monday Night Wars, etc. It's not even debatable. He beat Vince McMahon in its prime for 83 weeks. Brother, you can't beat it for 8.3 seconds. So stop making fun of Eric. Stop trying to get on him. Stop trying to do anything like that. And I'm not somebody that tries to stick up for Eric because I disagree with Eric on a lot of shit. A lot of shit, including your boy here. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. The point I want to make here, Roz, and this is the most important part. If I am Will Ospreay, the point you should have made, Will, was really Trips. You should have called him Trips. So, Trips, you say that I'm some that people that don't want to work and grind, as you say, don't want it as bad as the rest of you all did, right? Cool. Then please explain to me what your opinion of your best friend, Kevin Nash, your second best friend, Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon, when they left WWF/WWE to go to where? Oh, yeah, that's right. WCW. Oh, yeah. Why? For less dates and more money. Did that make them less loving the business, Hunter? I'll wait for your answer, sir. That's how he should have left that promo. Because then you would have put the ball in his court. Yeah, he's not going to respond. I get that. But you would have made him look like a hypocrite by using his own two best friends against him versus you, Will. No disrespect. How do you know he was talking about you to begin with? We don't know. He never said you. Honestly, when I saw that Pat McAfee interview, I thought maybe a smidgen was about MJF. Maybe. At best. I never thought Okada. I never thought you. I never thought Mercedes Moné, because he knows Mercedes Moné. Sasha Banks. That's her real name. Sasha Banks. And it's only a matter of this before she goes back there. I will put bet my house on it. That's my rant.
And you know, you were talking about Bischoff there for a second. I will say this. Bischoff would never show footage. You know, I saw WCW 2000 trending last night. And this isn't
WCW 2000. Oh, my 2000. God.
That WCW 2000.
Am I wrong?
No.
WCW 2000 was better. I'm just going to be real. Sorry.
Oh, jeez. I didn't think it was that. But Bischoff would have never put
the
this.
The clowns that never are saying put, that were not around to see it, I will argue, Raj. No way were they around.
Yeah, right. Well, Bischoff wasn't there for most of 2000.
No, he wasn't.
He would pretty much be gone. But what I would say is Bischoff would only air that footage if it was a WCW guy punking out a WWF guy, not the other way around.
Can we use an example of Hunter and DX showing up to their facility that night in Virginia? Right.
Yeah.
And Kevin Nash, and I'm like, dude, show this shit. What do you do? Show this on the air. And the rest of it, and Eric's like, no. Because good for Eric. He didn't know how that was going to turn out. What would that look like? Granted, he had Haku on his side. He should have aired it. But I'll digress. Right.
Yeah. So it was a sore spot, I thought. I felt like, you know, I said it from the beginning when I first heard about it, that this seemed like a bad idea. It just, you know, like SNL, right? But SNL, a cast member or a celebrity show came on and had some altercation backstage with someone. Mm-hmm. And then that actor did an interview and just buried SNL. Do you think they're going to show footage of him backstage during an episode of SNL? No, that's where it just came across as minor league. But when I slept on it, I was like, okay, it's got to make Punk look really bad if they're actually going to air it. We'll see where it leads. Yeah. If it comes out, that Punk looks really bad and Perry ends up becoming a bigger star out of it by showing it.
Let's see.
Then, hey, it's still minor league, but at least you gain something from it.
Right.
You know, once they aired it, it was like, oh my gosh, it's basically mostly what Punk said. And you got to remember, Punk, this is a heated exchange and tempers were flaring. Obviously, a little details are going to be not 100%, but it was pretty much what he said.
It was pretty much what he said. Every meme out there today says that. So even if it's true or not at this point, it doesn't matter because that's what's flooding the internet right now. So good job, Tony. So for those that are like, I see where Tony could fear for, because they try to connect the dots. Guess who tried to do it today? I don't know how he was on my feed today because I unsubscribed to them. If you could explain how YouTube works, folks, I'll pay you. Because I unsubscribed to Wrestling Observer, and guess what popped up as like my top three feeds today? Was freaking Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer going over this exact segment and explaining it. God bless Meltzer, because at least he was attempting to be like, this was stupid. I thought this was a terrible idea. I didn't think it was good from the beginning. Okay, he got that out. But good old Brian, who's not on the payroll, really would not let it go. And he kept trying to connect dots that were not there. And I'll give you the dot I'm talking about, saying, because Dave said, well, fans are now going to ask, hey, Tony Khan, you said you were scared for your life. Where's the footage of that? And then Brian answers it by saying, well, if you look closely, Punk was knocking over monitors. No, you J-Bro. No, he was not. When your little boyfriend, Jungle Jerk-Off Perry, tried to shoot in on him, if you look closely, and Punk front face locked him, yes, he backed up two steps, and oh my God, his butt knocked over two monitors that the agents were watching. Are you ribbing me? So my question to you is that Jack Perry's fault? Because it wasn't Punk's fault. He was defending himself at that point. Because you're not talking about how Jack Perry did shoot in on him. And I'll give him credit for that. Because that gives him a little semblance of intestinal fortitude.
Another thing with that, because I listened to that clip with Alvarez and Meltzer, is that they made it sound like Jungle Boy got suspended for that backstage altercation. And it's like, you guys are forgetting that this whole thing started because Jungle Boy was on live TV on their biggest show of the year, talking smack about their top star on camera, unscripted, without approval. And that was the spark that lit this whole fire. No one's saying what Punk did was right.
Right.
Or most people are not saying that. He shouldn't have gotten physical. There have been other physical.
Hang on.
Yeah.
When someone's in your face and you're in that fighting zone, which is 2 feet, 2 to 1 feet of space, okay? Mm-hmm. And Jack's playing with his hair and it looks like he's not being threatening. I saw that too, okay? Mm-hmm. But the minute that kid says the words, and that's what's not fair here. We don't have the verbiage of it. And they knew that. When they aired this, because if we heard the verbiage of what are you gonna do about it, I'm sorry, folks, game over at that point in the wrestling business when you talk to a top star that way. So let's play this game. Any of you fans watching this right now, you're a rookie. I'm sorry, oh, Jack's not a rookie. Yes, he's a rookie compared to CM Punk. Okay, he's not done shit in this business. Okay, and let's say he does that to Undertaker. What would you expect for Undertaker to do? Because you were all real cool with Undertaker telling stories on his podcast about putting his tape on his fists if Shawn wasn't going to do business that night. You all were real cool with that. You couldn't wait to share that tweet, right? So you can't pick and choose here, folks. This is the wrestling business. Yes, it's a 2024. It's in a much better place than it was when I was in it. Where I was an addict, I'm not blaming the business for it. I'm blaming me, the painkiller addict that overdosed 7 times along the way. I'm blessed to be here 18 years sober later. Okay. I will never blame the business for that. I'll blame me for that. Okay. But at the same token, this business has certain rules that fans do not understand. They'll never understand because they're trying to take a business that you cannot put in a real world 9-to-5 job sense of business. I'm sorry, you can't. And the minute you can, that's when the wrestling business is dead.
Yeah. And they did get a little bit of a ratings increase last night, a lot from the previous week. Their audience was 819,000 viewers, up 9% from last week. Their 18-49 demo.
Whoa. What was it overall? Mm-hmm. What was their number overall?
So it was 819,000 viewers overall.
Yeah. So
with a 0.3 18-49 rating, that that was up 30% from last week, but last week was when they're lowest of all time.
Raj, what was our Jay Brown show on TNA call? It wasn't Impact. What was it? There was another like Jay Brown show. What was it called?
It's like Aftermath.
I'm just gonna throw it out there that we did those numbers on that. Are you ribbing me? We were doing 1.2s on Spike religiously. Look it up. I'm not lying.
Yeah. But yeah, but the point is to get a ratings increase, and those numbers were the best they've had since February. So it's not like they're the best in a long time.
February, March, April.
Right. Yeah.
So, and you made your own. Hang on, no, they made their own talent look like a Jay Bro in the process. This was so stupid. Jack had this was no win for Jack.
Did you see Tony Schiavone's face too?
Oh, I did. Everyone's blowing that up everywhere. How can't you see it? But. Like, how does this make Jack look good? Dude, Jack is a good-selling babyface, whether you like him or not, folks. He is. He's I talk about Sami Zayn. I talk about Jeff Hardy. I will throw Jack Perry in that conversation like that, as far as that underneath, come up from underneath, getting the crap kicked out of him during the majority of the heat of the match, babyface that has fiery-looking offense when it's time to make a comeback. And you all just screwed it because... Punk was talking to Ariel Helwani and God forbid gave his point of view, even though we have tried to saturate the internet mark sheets that kiss our ass in AEW to get our story out there nonstop. So the guy tells the story one time and you couldn't take it? Grow up!
Yeah, and there's a way to do it. Do Tony Khan, he can get media outlets to do interviews with him, right? He can get on shows and give his point of view and have Jericho out there and whoever. So there's ways to get your point out there. You could leak that footage, you know, to ESPN or TMZ or wherever you want to. But by doing on your show, that YouTube video with the Young Men segment, the Young Bucks segment, they cut that part out. It's still the most disliked YouTube video I think they've had.
Wait, really?
Ratio-wise to like dislike. So it's one of those things that backfired. We'll see if
it's not up. I can't find it. I can only find it on the Young Bucks Twitter page today, late today.
Yeah, they definitely took it down from most popular Twitter accounts that had posted it. So we have a bunch of super chats here. A few sent in last night that we weren't getting to.
Sorry.
And J.R. Smith, $5 super chat. He sent this last night, and unfortunately, we weren't able to do the show last night. We apologize for that. It's 8:12, and I've seen no footage. I just saw the Young Bucks. We're presenting the footage. I feel like this is going to be cringeworthy. And you were
time
right.
Time out. Mm-hmm. 20 seconds. How would J.R. Smith allow to send a super chat to our show that we didn't even do?
You can start sending it before the show starts. So it was scheduled.
I know that.
Yeah.
Wow. J.R. Smith got it in again.
Yeah, yeah, there are a few, and J.R. Smith with another $2 super chat saying that Dax slaughtered armies with that promo. Wow! So the promo that aired on Dynamite for FTR cut—they basically cut what most people were thinking, but that's the anti-company side in a lot of ways.
Yes, so. It is. It definitely is because the company's full of mizarts.
George Devine with the $10 super chat saying clip went how Punk said he didn't gain anything with this. It's embarrassing for AEW. He still shouldn't be attacked, but if someone confronts you and you tell him do something about it and they do, you can't be mad, which was exactly Matt's point that we were saying earlier.
Especially a main event talent. Again, I use Undertaker as my example. If I walk up to Undertaker and I said, what are you going to do about it, Taker? And he does not smack me or do something or punch me, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I would hate to have it happen to me. But if it doesn't happen, he's now moved down like enormous pegs of going, oh, wow, Taker's getting soft. Taker's getting old. He's not the leader of this locker room anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just sorry. That's how the wrestling business works. Yes, it does in 2024.
Yeah, and, you know, this isn't like working at Walgreens or something. It's different in an athletic environment. Football teams, they have scuffles all the time.
Where you have to trust each other with your bodies, right? So what I'm also really pissed about, Tony Khan, if you're watching, which probably not, but if you are, is where's the coverage of you being scared for your life? I want that video footage, because if it's Punk's butt bumping into two of your monitors that did not fall over because the agents caught it in time, screw you. And if it's not showing the footage of the all-out brawl out, screw you. Because you're picking and choosing, you attempted to cherry pick, it backfired on you immensely. And this will be the beginning to your demise. You're making us root against you. Literally.
Bigfoot Bigfoot Sneakerhead, the $4.99 super chat saying, I don't understand Tony Khan at all. Wasting his TV time on somebody that's in another company. He needs to hire someone to lead AEW.
I feel like after this, it's too late. I'm just going to be honest. He had many an opportunity. We've all told him. He had Eric Bischoff tell him, I'm not Eric's biggest fan. Okay. But Eric's been there and done that. And he's had multiple people. And this idiot had the audacity to come out there and try to shit on where Eric went wrong and where Ted Turner went wrong. You would kill for the ratings they had. You freaking clown.
They do have Kosha Irby as their chief operating officer. But yeah, this was not a good decision. Mm-hmm. And I think
who did he ever beat? Hey, time out. Hashtag who did he ever beat or she ever beat? I don't even know who the hell that is.
Yeah. The out of pocket variety show with the $5 super chat saying, have we ever seen a bigger waste of potential resources in any business? Forget nope. Wrestling history. That's what makes this disappointing and frustrating.
Out of pocket variety show. I like it. I'm going to tune in.
Our good friend Stellar Justin Lopez with the $9.99 super chat saying Tony Khan exaggerated the shit out of that fight, man. I was expecting footage on par with Ray Rice's incident. Instead, it was just a normal locker room brawl. It wasn't even a brawl.
It was not a brawl. Guys, this was like, oh my God, my basketball team, my football team, shoot, my tiddlywinks team. Okay, guys. Like, these types of fights break out every once in a while where it gets handled in a front face lock with no punches or kicks or stomps or mounts are formed. That's not even a fight. It just isn't.
Oh, well, Jimmy MT91 with a $100 super chat. Thank you so much, Jimmy MT91. Your rant about your rant. That was awesome.
Thank you, Jimmy. Don't encourage me. I'm trying to be fair and balanced, but Tony Khan makes it flipping impossible. Sorry.
Yeah. Anna Dawes with the £4.99 super chat. TK aired the footage for ratings, so why not put on a banger show with the best talent and try and keep any new or casual fans on the hook?
I agree. And by the way, if you watch that show, folks, which I actually did, it was a banger show. Dustin Rhodes, oh my God, his championship match versus Joe, oh man, here's no shot at hell of ever being champion. Watch that match back, not on YouTube, in its entirety, and tell me you didn't have a couple of instances when you're like, holy ish, they're going to have him win this? Really? They did a good job with that. Hook and Jericho storyline was very, very well developed, which I think the other one. We saw Dax and them's promo. That was strong. There was a lot of good things that happened in the show that unfortunately gets moved to the wayside with this idiotic stunt attempt.
Mm-hmm. Armando Gomez just sending over a $1.99 super chat. Thank you, Armando.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Mondo.
Bell Renette, £5 super chat saying, I'm not kidding. I've been in worse fights than that with my own brother growing up.
Oh, I bet.
I don't know if I can call that a fight, LOL.
No, you can't call it a fight because it was broken up immediately. Oh, but man, Punk on Ariel Helwani said that Samoa Joe asked him to break it up. Are you ribbing me? He pulled Jungle Jug off Perry like from Punk's front face lock. Okay, so what's the difference there? Sincerely, what's the difference? To the 0.05% of you idiots that want to actually defend this stuff. You should not be defending this. This is a losing argument.
And what Punk said was Joe asked him to stop. And he might have been saying stop while he was, you know,
pulling. Of course he was. I know Joe. And I don't want to reveal stuff. If you people can't figure out who told me what, do the research on who I wrestle with. It ain't hard to tell. Come on,
Matt revealing his sources.
I'm not for the record.
Just kidding. John Rosar with the $10 super chat saying, hey guys, big fan, been following that since the start of the first podcast on Wink. Thanks for starting this podcast. The other one just in the same, especially
no,
there
because we ain't on it, brother. Sorry.
Arado Gomez with the $4.99 super chat saying the Bucks shot themselves in the foot. This is what being the elite was not was for, not their TV.
These were my guys, yeah. Dude. I helped them get a job. I helped them get hired at TNA along with Alex Shelley. I would not shut up to Terry Taylor, Dixie Carter, and anybody that would listen to me. The concept was, oh, they're too small. They're too small. I'm like, dude, they're the new Hardys. Look at their film. And I finally got them a tryout match versus the Machine Guns, and it blew everybody's brains, okay? Because their tandem offense, I don't care if you like them, you hate them, their tandem offense as a tag team is phenomenal. And at the same time, when I'm watching them, they get pulled into, not pulled into it. They're leading it. It sucks to watch. Because I really did believe in them so damn much. I still do with talent, but I just don't think there's somebody that's able to guide them and put them in the proper lane and like, hey guys, this is where you're strong. Chill. This is where, I mean, granted, AEW would not exist without them. Fans hate them, like them, I don't care. Without the Bucks, this company doesn't exist. Same with Cody Rhodes and Kenny, right? And maybe a little bit of Hangman, too, to be fair. But it's really those four, right? So at the same time, it's like I'm put in a tough spot because I just watched them commit sacrilege. They're smarter than this. They should be smarter than this. I was disappointed to see them be a part of this. Unless Tony made them do it. Then I would accept it.
Yeah. And finally, Stephen Marchiciulli with the $4.99 super chat saying, the footage is another example of Tony being thin-skinned. Some wrestlers thinking, I wish I got that TV time.
Yes! Again, CM Punk, 0-2 in the UFC of being a real badass in real life, right? You just helped his street cred. Like, what? How is this smart? It's not smart. It's so annoying.
Yeah. We got a couple more here, and then I wanted to talk a bit about the passing of Akibano. Everett Todd with the $2 super chat saying Double J should have been running creative since 2022.
Wait, what? Okay, I'm a big Jeff Jarrett, Mark. I love Jeff. He gave me my job, but at the same time. Okay, you know, he'd be doing better than this. Okay, I'm on board.
Marie Johnson with a $2 super chat. She said, I read that the Bucks didn't want to do this. There's conflicting reports on that.
Okay.
Wade Keller reported that they didn't want to do it. It was Tony's doing. And then Fightful reported that they did. So who knows?
I'm a Wade Keller guy for what it's worth. I like Wade. Sorry.
Gotcha. Bernard with the $10 super chat saying that caused Tony to be in fear of his life. I've seen worse fights catching the 4 o'clock bus. Tony reminds me of that guy in school who booked matches in the cafeteria. Guy is so uncool. Yikes.
Keep it up. No, don't take it down. Don't take it down. It deserves multitudes of bows. Thank you for saying the words I can't say. Thank you, my friend. God, we should pay you for that super chat. Thank you. Bernard, whoever you are, Bernard, I love you.
Richard Tran with the $4.99 super chat saying, so Punk was right. Tony Khan and the Young Bucks used media to basically assassinate your top superstar's reputation was true.
Yes. And they did it again. This is what they do. He's not wrong. And again, we had Punk's one time ever opinion on what happened. That's it. We just had one. We had multitudes of leakages to the good old Observer and good old Uncle Dave, Grandpa Dave at this point, and his boy Alvarez. I'll argue Alvarez is worse at this point, okay, of being in the tank for this flipping company. It's disgusting. And he did it again today with this. Brian, P.S., you should have been like, oh, my God, this was horrible. This sucked. Sorry, Tony Khan. Know you pay me X amount of dollars per month, but this flipping sucks. I got to keep some credibility here. He didn't do that. He was all in the tank as usual. That's why I will stay unsubscribed. And for whatever reason, Roz, fix this for me. How do they keep coming up on my timeline feed if I'm unsubscribed is my question. Well, folks. Hey, it's me, Matt Morgan, by myself on the video right now because Raj hit a button very loud and is no longer on here. Oh boy, Raj, where are you? All right, I will try to take over then. Hang on. We'll see if I have any super chats. Nope. Sorry, gang. Give me 1 second to figure this out because I wasn't expecting to Roz to hang his phone up or whatever, any which way he was doing. Hang on. So I'm going to read all your chats and piss Raj off. Tom Mickle says, bye, Raj. Veggie Gamer. Raj has had enough. Zen Mickles. Where the hell did you go, Jay Brown?
Dude, my laptop just froze, so now I'm on a different computer. So
so folks that make fun of me for my internet connections, P.S. Who's the real deal? Who's the
All right. Sorry about that, guys.
We're good.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bigfoot Sneakerhead with the $1.99 super chat saying, do you believe they'll lose their contract? I'm assuming
no.
EW?
No. No. No, I don't. But I do think they need to get off this. I think this is a big example of them knowing they need to. Like, this was not even kind of sort of like a 50-50. This wasn't a 40-60. This wasn't a 30-70. This wasn't even a 20-80. This was like a 10-90. Like, legit. This was terrible. Yeah. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And why, Tony, you cannot just take, like, from what people tell you you should be putting on the air, or worse, your own flipping ego getting in the way of things because Punk shared his side of the story once. That's it. Once. Can you imagine if Punk shared his side of the story for every single shit that happened while he was there, especially the All Out, Brawl Out, whatever the hell it was called, right? With him supposedly punching people and blah, 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 blah. Like, how about he shares that one? How about he shares a story about you being scared for your life as a wrestling promoter in the wrestling business?
Yeah. They're not losing their contract over that, though.
No, no, Peter, they're not.
Peter Bahi with the $5 super chat saying, unfortunately, hey, Khan won't listen to the criticism. He'll listen to guys like Sap, who defended this. I hope more people in AEW.
Sap defended this? Wait, hang on. I'm like spitting. I'm so angry. Sap. So when he says Sap, he means Warren Sap, obviously. Because I don't know any of any other Sap. Who is he talking about?
Sean Ross Sapp, who is with Fightful. So I haven't heard it, so I don't know.
It wasn't Warren Sapp?
No, not Warren.
I'm just playing. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm old.
Deano. Hey, Warren Sapp was sitting in front of us at a Broncos game one time, but anyway, we'll move on. Deano with the $1.99 super chat saying, you think Hook goes to WWE? His contract is up soon.
I'm worried they would not book him the same way. I'm worried, but then again, maybe I could be wrong. I seen them do more with other size talents that I because Vince ain't there no more. So you gotta understand, Vince is still stained on my brain on big people having to get the push and not undersized talents getting that chance. Right. Mm-hmm. I'll wake up that in my worst nightmare in my sleep in a cold sweat, right? Till the day I die probably. I just so happily, luckily, to be one of those big guys that had opportunity. But for real, somebody like Hook, without Vince there and under the Triple H regime, I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. So done right. We'll see. But Tony has shown like he will spend a lot of money to keep talent, and he has been doing great with the free agency battles. So
he has been doing a great job on it. You're right.
Yeah. This Stone Shooter, $5 super chat, saying the part that drives me crazy was that Tony Khan was right there. Punk was talking to Jack for 30 seconds before he shoved him. He was right effing there.
Thank you. Who wrote that?
The Stone Shooter.
Stone Shooter, my second best friend in this chat today. Thank you. You're 100%. He's right. He's not wrong. Vince.
Yeah.
And then people could shit on Vince for the thousand other things that makes him a terrible, evil human being. But the same token, I'm just saying, that terrible human being, that evil human being who's going to hell on a one-way trip, even he would have stepped in.
Yeah. T-Smitty 3000 with the $5 super chat saying, I wonder how WBD feels about this. Imagine Jack trying that with Taker of the APA.
Jade
chose WWE current management over TK's checkbook.
And Jade is 10 times the star in her first appearance ever on WWE television. Before she hit Mania, by the way, she was 10 times the bigger wrestling star just on her one very first backstage appearance with Charlotte Flair. If you go back and watch. Go back and look at her followers, that spike that night, etc. It's all across the board. WWE's major leagues in AEW is Jay Bronville. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have said that until they aired this. Now I'm over the edge. I'm just calling it like I see it.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that Tony Khan actually bragged about the ratings for last night on Twitter, saying...
No, he did not. Shut up. No, he did not. No, he did not. Shut up. Yeah, no, he did not. Yeah.
He tweeted, last night, Wednesday night, AE Dynamite up 29% from last week and up 17% over the prior six-week average. Thank you all watching AEW Wednesdays. See you at a stacked TBS wrestling show Wednesday in Indy and Rampaging and Colliding this weekend on TNT.
He makes you hate him. He makes you hate him. And therefore, you don't want to watch the show, which sucks because, guys, watch their show. Because their talent is flipping amazing. I'm not saying that. I don't know. I don't have any reason to tell you guys that. I have nothing to do with A flipping W. But their talents are amazing. Like crazy good. Their matches are insane. Watch their show. But like so much of me just purposely doesn't want to because of who's in charge. He's an idiot. He needs to get out of his own way. Period.
Clown. Malik Black with the $5 super chat saying, if this doesn't lead to Jack versus Punk, then why air this? If Perry leaves WWE, if Perry leaves WWE, will make bread doing Jack versus Punk.
No, they won't, because WWE will not touch that kid with a 10-foot pole. And I'm going to tell you why. If Bubba Ray Dudley, that's one of the very toughest guys I've ever been across in any locker room at any time in my career, says, yeah, I went to go shake hands with him and say hi to him, and this guy completely blew me off and Jay Broned me. The minute I heard that, I knew everything I needed to know about Jungle Jerkoff Perry. Because Bully's the kind of guy that will beat the holy snot out of you. And the fact that he withheld from doing that says something about Bully maturing. I'll give him that. and two, who the flip are you, brother? What have you done in this business to think you can talk to Punk the way you did and to think you could talk to Bully Ray the way you did? The sweat off their body has drawn more money than you will ever draw. They could dip you in shit, like I said earlier, and you could not draw flies, let alone fans. You fucked yourself royally, my friend. I'm just being honest with you, brother. You did. On your disrespect and putting it out there to the public. Oh, well, he's a renegade. He took it to Punk. No, bro. Punk's the original renegade. You could have done this to somebody else. I'll give an example. Let's say you did it to JBL. You'd have a leg to stand on, right? Because JBL oftentimes is perceived as a bully, et cetera, et cetera. Had you done it to him, different ball game. But to Punk? The always undersized, skinny, fat guy with tattoos all over him that was never WWE's perfect dream. Taking that square peg and jamming it in a circle hole, right? And he still headlined that company and ran that company when it was time, right? Because of his talents. He could not be put down, right?
Yeah.
That ain't the guy you do it on, brother. Because without Punk, your scrawny ass don't have a job. Because undersized talents like you would never be given a second chance. if it wasn't for undersized talents like CM Punk that came before you along with Bryan Danielson. You're welcome.
Bernard with a $5 super chat saying, Tony needs to learn to drop his phone. I find it ironic that he's micromanaging the same way Vince was. Pass the book and shut up, you're insufferable.
Wait, hang on. Pass the book and shut up. Oh, you're insufferable. Yeah. Bernard ain't wrong. I'm sorry. How many times you guys see me when I go on these rants? Like, I don't want to keep burying Tony. I don't want to keep being negative about Tony. I don't know Tony. There's a part of me that loves what he's doing for this business, but the same token, what he started to do and what his mission was, he's completely made an about face and done a 180, and he's now hurting the business. I'm just being honest. He's not helping us at this point, folks. He's hurting us because you have future stars in that company that are incredibly talented, and we're not talking about none of it. There were some really good segments on this show. Ain't nobody talking about them. They're talking about how hashtag CM Punk was right. Good job, Tony. Again, great job. Knowing your audience.
And I forgot to mention this earlier, and when you want to talk about backfiring, Malik Black bringing up that there were CM Punk chants on Dynamite during the FTR versus Young Bucks match.
That's not
the response you want. And CM Punk was trending number one on Twitter last night.
He was. And to be fair, it wasn't during their match. It was while that segment aired, they were chanting CM Punk. And by the way, it was a very small crowd. And the fact that we could hear about 30 of them chanting CM Punk, okay? And the fact that we could hear it in a noticeable way shows what an empty crowd that was, by the way. Yeah. In totality, I'm talking about in that arena. They're not drawing houses, dude. I don't get no kicks out of that. I get nothing out of that. So Tony probably, he's just hitting on. Tony, I'm not hitting on anything. I'm an elected official in the small city of Longwood. That's what I give a shit about, is representing my residents. Not getting into grab ass about what you're doing in your company. I'm doing it here because so many fans asked me to comment, especially my friends Raj and Glenn, on what I thought of what I witnessed last night. And I watch a show every week religiously. I legitimately do because I want you to do well. But if you keep shooting yourself in the foot and nobody hammers you over the head and tells you you're doing it, you're never going to figure it out. You're never going to listen. Your company will cease to exist because eventually you're going to get so pissed off. You're not going to keep forking your own money into this. I'm going to call it now.
Belle Burnett, 5-pound super chat, saying WWE made it a point the entire weekend that nobody is their equal, and TK chooses this week's episode to prove them right. I mean, that this was a bad week to do this when WWE is just coming off their biggest week of all time, the biggest rating of the biggest Raw rating in years, just came across looking gigantic. And
It comes back to leadership, where Tony Khan says to Will, come on. I'm horribly insulting right now. Thank you. God dang it. No disrespect. Will Ospreay, you have 5 minutes to get your point across. It's very expensive. Blah, 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 blah. The fact that that's what you gave him without any kind of bullet points of, hey, I know you're pissed off. You think the Triple H is talking about you. Here's what you probably should point out. Point out Kevin Nash. Point out Scott Hall. Talk about the past and what these guys did. Fans will all know what you're talking about. And you won't look like a little, you know what, that you think he's talking about you. Because that's very arrogant. Hunter never said that dude's name ever. Sorry, he just didn't.
John Cena's ball spot with the $5 super chat. The only person this clip helped is Punk. It proves everything he was telling the truth on the podcast and adds credibility to everything else he said has happened. That is true. Does it not make everything else that Punk said negative about AEW?
Stronger.
Especially like Tony Khan not being able to run a business. And
you can see it in the video where he turns into the booth where Tony is and goes, you're a clown. Your company's a joke. You can see it.
Right.
And good on them for doing it, because I don't blame them at that point where they're letting that little shit come up to Punk. Again, your dollars and cents in that company, your draw. Nobody drew what he drew in that company. And they won't do it again, by the way. And you let this little Chia Pet come up to your guy and be mouthy like that? I don't care if Punk walked over and said, hey, dude, what the flick was that? Right? He should say that because he's being called out on national television. I love how every jungle jerk off Perry defendant does not say that part of the story, that he got called out on national television on a pay-per-view with his little pregame show, whatever the hell it was, with that real glass stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
That was me. It'd be a whole different, I swear to God, my time to be Johnny Tough Guy. It would be way different though. Punk handled that way different than I would have.
Yeah. And guys, we really appreciate the super chats. We're going to have to wrap up here in a little bit. We'll get to the rest of them. And then we got to talk about Akebono. Ella Chico, the $10 super chat. Matt, if you were a wrestler in AEW, what would you be thinking in regards to the shit show?
I wouldn't. It'd be a slow death in my career because I know they don't know how to book big guys. That's for sure. Because if they did that, my boy Lance Archer would be undefeated at this point. He's a bad mamma jamma. And nobody should ever pin that dude's shoulders. He should still be undefeated to this day. He looks the part. He sounds the part. He don't need a freaking mouthpiece. You don't put a 6'7" Jake Roberts with your 6'7" giant right from the right from the beginning. I'm like, these idiots don't get it. You don't put the most tallest, one of the unperceived tall guys, but he is. Jake Roberts is so underratedly tall. You don't put him as a mouthpiece of your guy that's only 6'7" that you want to perceive as a giant. I'm sorry, they did him wrong. That is one of the most underrated guys they have on the roster. He is so good in that ring. He's very updated with like increasing new offensive moves to his repertoire. He can keep up with all these little flip flop and fly shit wrestlers. He can do it all. And he like, so when I see him do them do what they do with him, me at 7 foot, I would not trust him at all how to book me whatsoever.
And I even looking at Wardlow last year, he's like the hottest star in the company at one point and got cooled off greatly.
They don't know how to book dominant big men, period. Mm-hmm. They don't.
Matthew C. Kaiser with the $4.99 super chat. Thank you again.
Thanks, Matthew. Matt.
JB Till Infinity with $4.99 super chat. Last week, Edge gave a "Let's all enjoy wrestling" nice promo, and this week it's very different.
Because Tony's feelings were hurt again. You're in the wrong business, Tony.
Yeah, Matthew C. Kaiser with the $4.99 super chat. Thank you again, Matthew. Do something about it. Well, he did something about it.
Yes, he did.
Ebony Washington with the $10 super chat. Thank you, Ebony, as always. None of this was good. Bucks in character looked stupid. The footage only vindicated Punk. The crowd chants his name, but it sounded like a high school gym in there, the rest of the show was overlooked.
She hit the nail on the head. Out of all the comments we heard, no disrespect to the other comments, but this is the nail on the head of what I felt watching this. You could hear the CM Punk chants, but again, she's right. It sounded like a VFW Hall type of like amount of fans, right? Chanting for something and something getting over. Because there's only 100 people in there, right? That's what it sounded like. That did not do this company any justice, and they were warned. I'm sorry, Dave Meltzer, I know well enough to know what he thinks of AEW to know he definitely told them this is not a good idea. Okay, I'm not saying you should base everything off of it, what Dave Meltzer tells you, Tony, but the minute your best friend who's on your flipping payroll tells you don't do it, don't do it.
Game with the $4.99 super chat says Vince would have choked Jungle Boy out himself.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Tim Mickles with the dot. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. He'd use him as a yo-yo with a sweet afro. Go ahead. Sorry.
Tim Mickles with the $1.99 super chat saying, so you're not a fan of Tony Khan, Matt? Rant on, bro.
Okay, so Tim, I was. Because I try to put myself still back in the business and go, I would kill. Let's say WWE didn't work out, right? And they're making me stutter or something lame like that, right? God forbid. And I have this secondary company to go to and make potential millions of dollars. Shit, sign me up, right? No, not sign me up. Because what was cool about TNA, and you can make fun of it all you want, they let me be my blueprint character. I got bullet points for my promos, etc. once I earned their trust. And there's a creative freedom that, I'm sorry, maybe that makes me a mark. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I just know I bought my house with cash, my two cars with cash, thanks to TNA. So people underrate TNA immensely.
Bernard with the $10 super chat saying, not saying it's right, but I grew up during a time when you spoke out, if you spoke out of line to your elders, you got the shit slapped out of you.
Yes, Bernard.
Kids today have no respect, and you see it with all these fights.
And that's the problem. And the bigger problem is maybe not the physicality part of it, but it's not that, oh, wow, this guy Punk was me multitudes of years ago and probably knows what he's talking about and could give me good advice. That's how arrogant Jack Perry is.
William Riles with the $4.99 super chat. Huge fan of you guys. I badly want success for AEW and Tony Khan. AEW, Tony Khan completely takes me out of wanting to support him. Tony Khan lacks relatability and comes off as selfish.
I agree. Like, he makes you hate the show. But what sucks is when I watch the show, I see like a plethora of talents that I would easily get. I am getting behind, actually, that I do think are talented. I think could be superstars or maybe are already superstars. And he ruins all of it. He needs to shut his microphone off. His Twitter needs to be shut off as well. You're not the spokesman. I get it's your money, so you think you're the spokesman. You're not a good spokesman. You're the worst spokesman for your company. You got Chris Jericho and all these other Edge and all these other main event talents there. You had Punk there too. Mm-hmm. Let them be your mouthpieces for your company to do the bragging about you. You need to shut up, Tony. Because you're killing your own creation. I swear you are. I'm not being a dick. I mean it, though.
Yeah, I thought he was doing a fantastic job in 2020 and 2021.
Yes,
he
me
has
too.
Been getting in his own way. Yes. Peter Bahi is saying, I hope Drew does a backstage parody of this. LOL. Grayson Waller did make a tweet kind of mocking it.
I did
mocking
see
beforehand.
It. I did, Bob. And,
yeah, I'm off out of it. That's really funny. John Cena's ball spot with the $10 super chat. Tony Khan is the pocket protector wearing nerd that reminds the teacher about homework with daddy's money. Never been in a real fight in his life and was probably scared for his life, but his life is such a joke.
From a fun,
you know, I don't want us to always be ganging up on Tony about whether he's tough or not, because he doesn't need to be. He's a businessman.
Okay, no, he doesn't beat. But when you say the words, I was scared for my life, and you're putting yourself in a cunt. If he just said that, then he would have been fine. But that's not what he just said. He said, I've been around ECW. I've been on all these other wrestling companies, trying to make himself sound he has credibility about being around street tough wrestlers. No, you've not been, Tony. Because if you really were, you would see that was a yawn in any locker room. Would somebody put somebody in a front face lock? Are you ribbing me? I can lay claim to that happening to me four times, just in WWE alone, let alone TNA. When things get excited, there's an eventual point where sometimes the boys have to settle their things amongst themselves. Not where like nasty punches are thrown or kicks are thrown, or people can get really hurt, but where the fight gets broken up. But at least you got your angst out against each other. We get pulled to the side by, wait for it, Tony, a veteran that has everybody's respect. And we talk about it. We get over it. We move on. That's what you're missing. That's something you'll never have the skill of, because you've never been a wrestler. You've never been in this business. You just fake book everything on the internet when you were a kid.
Peter Bahi pointing out, saying that AEW is now WWE for 2019 and TK is now the 2019
No, it's worse.
Events.
No, it's way worse, Peter Bahi. Are you kidding me? Don't give him that much credit. Don't give him that much credit. Hang on. 2019, WWE was not in the red.
Right. Yeah. I mean, from a business perspective, definitely not. Really? Like creatively, WWE 2019 was.
Bro, creative is not the problem for AEW. It's not. It's right. This shit of playing to this internet community that they think is going to pay off these dividends. It's not. It's proven it with their decrescendo of house show. I'm sorry, of all their live events that we continue to see. They're not going up in numbers. They're going down in numbers on live event numbers.
Yeah, I brought up a few weeks ago. I mentioned, you know, someone brought up the numbers that they did in Toronto and for Mercedes' debut in Boston. And I pointed out those were outliers. You know, most of the other shows are in the 3,000 to 4,000 range or under 3, and people got so upset about it. I'm like, what is factually incorrect here?
How about this? But, tell them tough, Raj. Don't follow me. Don't watch the show. Don't be scared to say that. Yeah. Because you should not ever change your opinion on something because
I didn't
somebody
change it.
Doesn't like it.
I definitely didn't change it, but it's just interesting how people get annoyed with facts.
I don't know how they watch Mania this weekend, especially night two, and go, holy shit, this company's light years ahead of this one. I don't know how you can't see that, but God bless you.
Yeah, that night two was, it was something else. Akebono, the first foreign-born sumo grand champion, died at the age of 54 this month in Tokyo, apparently due to heart failure. 54 years old, huge star in Japan. He had I think a lot of American fans probably know him from the little stint that he did with WWE at WrestleMania. He wrestled Big Show in a sumo match. And then, Matt, you had you wrestled one of his few WWF matches over in Japan, a house show.
Yeah, so it was me and Carlito versus the Big Show and Akebono. Akebono, sumo superstar of like legendary status, guys. Over 500 pounds, impossible to move. His name was Chad in real life. And he was a great human being. Very, very funny guy. Loved to laugh, loved to smile, loved to make others laugh and crack jokes. He actually, when I went to Japan, it was my first tour of Japan with WWE, in which I wrestled him at the Saitama Arena. And in that match with me and Carlito versus him and Big Show. And talk about being uneven, by the way. Big Show, really, over 500 pounds? And like Akebono, really, being over 500 pounds? And I've got Carlito? Oh, yeah, that's fair. but obviously, it was set up to be that way on purpose. And I'll never forget that night, because Shane McMahon told me, he was on tour with us. And he goes, hey, do you want to talk tonight? I go, of course I want to talk tonight. I want to talk every night. He goes, well, why aren't you? I go, it ain't my company. I do what I'm told. And he's like, all right, tonight you take the microphone, do your thing. I go, please let me not, I don't want to stutter. Please, like, don't make me stutter. He's like, all right, you don't stutter, do your thing. And I did. And I cut this tirade on the Japanese fans and my eventual friend, Akebono, being fat, and those terrible heel things that I just went through the heel. And made everybody in that arena like hate the crap out of me. And it's tough to make Japanese fans boo you, because they're usually very polite and they just wait for the match to happen. But it was such a great time for me and growth for my character and my own maturity in the business, I should say. Not my character, because my character was a stuttering character, but my maturity, I should say, in the business, being confident speaking on the mic at a live house. Especially that big at Saitama Arena with Undertaker, John Cena, Edge, always big stars on the mat and on the card still. And we were at that late in the card. Very, very blessed. But we got back to the locker room. Akebono was one of the kindest people alive. I asked him, I can't say off the record because he's not a reporter, but I did ask him, can I get your name? Can I get your number? Because I felt like I did want to step away from WWE, even though it was my dream job. I didn't like what they had me doing with the stuttering character at the time. And I always heard I'd make a lot of money in Japan if I ever did wrestle there. So, well, here's my first contact to Japan, right? And so I got his name and number. And he used to hook me up with everything. This guy hooked me up with, like, plus size, like, Sean John outfits, suits, dress shirts, suit jackets, suit pants, because I could never get him on my size. I couldn't. And this dude, again, 500 plus pounds, right? At 6'8", at least 6'9". And just such a magical guy as far as his personality went. And I wish fans got to know him better than what his character was, because if WWE ever got him to a contract and like showed like the real side of Chad, you would see what I'm talking about. He wasn't one of them phony giants that pretends to be tough guy. Like, he has this magnanimous personality that would draw everybody in. And his favorite thing was to have everybody come and eat with him. He would pay for it. Everybody come drink with him. He would pay for it. Shoot, like I told you about that Sean John outfit, he sent me like 3 Sean John outfits free of charge. 2 where I was staying at the Suburban Lodge in Louisville, Kentucky once. Like, what? He was so cool. Awesome. And then when it was time for me to leave WWE, he's one of my first phone calls when I told him, like, hey, I'm about to go to New Japan. New Japan wants to sign me. What's your opinion? And he gave it to me. He goes, look, they don't have a big monster gaijin there at the moment. At your size, it'd be a smart move. Little did I know Brock Lesnar was coming like 2 months after me, but he's supposed to never wrestle again at this point.
All right.
folks, remember. So then Chad talked me into going to All Japan. Once Brock got to New Japan, I'm like, oh, F this. I see the writing on the wall here. That's their mantra guy, Jane, after they built me up versus Yuji Nagata at the Tokyo Dome and having me pin him in a big win like that. Brock's their guy. They have the championship belt on him. So they're not going to push too many monster guy jeans then, obviously. So I went to All Japan at the behest of my friend Chad, Aki Bono. And I was hopeful to have a match with him because that was always our dream, to have a match versus one another. But it never happened. He ended up going back and forth to New Japan a little bit. And I ended up doing All Japan Pro Wrestling along with Hustle Hustle. Folks that know what Hustle is, paid a lot of good money. And we never had a chance to do that. But this guy was a very, very big, what's the word? Chink in my cog, whatever the word is, of getting me to Japan, keeping me in Japan, and keeping me paid in Japan with good advice when I was still like greener than you know what on how to navigate the political minefields that were in Japan, believe it or not, for a gaijin like me.
Yeah.
Love him to death, and I will miss him.
So cool to hear, and yeah, our thoughts and our thoughts and condolences with his friends and his family, and he will surely be missed.
Yes, and magnanimous. And I know people use that word, brother. Magnanimous. Like everybody's ever met this guy. Am I exaggerating? Loves him. He's a big teddy bear. You hear that about a lot of big guys. I've never met a bigger teddy bear than Aki Bono. I swear to God.
Yeah. Before we wrap this up, Michael Lee with the $5 super chat saying when Cody left AEW, the locker room lost their leader.
Okay.
It did seem to like there was a changing of the.
It seemed. I'll tell it to you. When Punk came in, it did seem to get a little different and weird because to me, Cody was the guy. And then like when Punk came in, I kind of thought he like outshined him a little bit, if I'm being honest.
John Cena's again with $5 chat. Osprey's line might have hit better if we didn't hear it 100 times before by anyone who's taken a shot at Triple H before. At least come up with something new.
Over the last 30 years, we've heard it. Like, again, one more time with Osprey. The one name you don't want attached to your name at all right now in the world of pro wrestling is what? It's McMahon. So that doesn't fly here. In fact, he's doing an amazing job in creative despite what his father-in-law did. So you're an idiot for saying that.
Yeah. Real quick, a quick reminder. Yeah. Thank you all so much for tuning in. One of our best numbers we've done, and probably I think it's a record number of super chats.
Of course it is. Please. Anytime. Yeah, time out. Let's give him my props. Let me give him my Barry Horowitz.
All right.
Anytime Matt Morgan rants, they all come. Say it, Roz. Yeah. Say it. Say it.
Matt Morgan rants equal ratings.
Thank you.
Yeah. But please hit like. Please like this video. Please hit subscribe. It really does help us out. We're still a young podcast, so it really does help us out with the YouTube algorithm. Matt knows what that's like because he's getting videos he's not asking for because of YouTube algorithm. We'd like to be one of those videos showing up on other people's feeds. Like and subscribe. And we really appreciate it. And also links below if you want to listen to the audio version of this. We are on Apple, on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, everywhere. So check it out. And one more last super chat, and then we'll go home. Terrence Witted with the $1.99 super chat saying, if AEW folds, will there ever be another number two? They're not going to fold.
Let's hope they don't. That doesn't happen. And I hope eventually he, being Tony, puts somebody in charge that can handle this, that's a wrestling booker that knows his business. Yes, they could take Tony's ideas and apply them, but Tony just cannot be the face of the company in regards to PR. It's not a good move. It has not been a good move this entire time. What does Eric say? Eric puts it best. Any charity that Tony has gained when he opened up this company has died a slow death since because of how he's used that negatively, not too good, not to help his business improve. And I'm sorry, last night was a great example of it. That was putrid at best to show that. CM Punk 1-0 in AEW real fights. Good job, Tony.
And Bigfoot Sneakerhead, you can say that again, Matt, my friend.
And Shiva Jones, $5 super chat. I haven't watched AEW regularly since Punk was fired, but I hope they can get back to where they were when Danielson went against Omega at Grand
Slam. Yes. Oh my God, that was incredible, right? And what sucks is like that match itself, like they're not lying. My head was blown. My brain was blown watching that match exactly. Like Raj, that was an insane match. I was pumped to watch it. Right, we all were. But it all gets overblown because Tony keeps stepping on his honk.
Yeah. And George Devine, think Triple H was not talking about anyone that hasn't signed with WWE in general, not Ospreay. We don't know. Triple H did say in his comments that he was talking about young talent, not like veterans. Yeah,
he was. So Will Ospreay. Let me give the update. You're a veteran at this point. You're not some young up and cupper, young and up and coming whippersnapper. Okay, that he ain't talking about you. You put your time into this business with all what you did with New Japan, especially during the freaking COVID days. Are you ribbing me? No, dude. You're a absolute certified vet with a capital G. Okay, so he ain't talking about you. I'm not trying to be like Triple H's PR agent here, but I know he ain't talking about you because he's talking about you. He's talking about Mercedes, okay? And I assure you, he ain't talking about her. Again, I repeat, they're like this, and she's coming back here. I'll bet my house on it.
All right, and with that, please like and subscribe. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back soon with another episode of Gigantic Pod. And thank you guys so much. Take care.
Oh.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.